Hey everyone, it's another edition of Pinoy Tech Podcast. It's been a while. We've been out for...
been a month.
Yeah, it's been a month. Okay, so we've
had...
we've had this short hiatus, pero we have reasons, diba?
Alright.
Major
reasons, pero before we start, there's the three of us here at the recording, and I want to start off with John Limhap.
Hi.
Hey John, what have you been up to nung hindi tayo nag-record?
Wala, maraming ano, maraming biyahe I've been to.
You went to Sagada, right?
Yeah, Sagada. Okay. Yeah, and this Saturday we were going to Mount Pinatubo naman. Yeah.
Wow.
So dito busy na pag-prepare mag wala.
Wow.
Yeah, and tawag dito. It's a challenge for somebody as portly as I am. Pero okay naman. Kaya naman.
That's great. And aside from John, we have here, ito medyo matagal na wala rin eh. Pero she has her reasons. Si Aileen Apollo. Are you sure you're just busy?
Hello. Oh naman. Mahirap maging ano. All around, no? From janitorial ano, services to, you know.
Hey, akala ko busy siya pag-prepare.
Hey, Aileen, before we start, because we actually, I think everyone knows, I mean, most of the people know already, but Aileen is already engaged.
Yay! Congratulations!
Hindi si D-Swiss dito.
Yeah. Pero the reason why kung bakit tatatlo lang tayo, wala si Dean, is because he got married.
Yeah, very recent.
Congrats, Dean!
Okay, so congratulations to Dean. And
congrats.
Kanina nga, he was saying that being
a married man.
Being a married man, I have some new duties for my wife and my family, and I don't have current decent internet access, so I won't be here. So, okay, that's news. I mean, okay, that's news. Okay.
Parang tayo walang asawa, no, Jerome?
Yun na nga eh, diba? Anyway.
Ganun siguro pag medyo matagal na, mas kakatime, di ba?
Hindi, kasi bago pa lang eh. Ano pa lang?
Well, anyway, yeah, so Dean got married.
Honeymoon period.
Rom is not joining as well as Mix. They both said they're pretty busy on some projects that they've been doing. On my part naman, yung explanation ko why I haven't been around and we weren't able to record probably 2 or 3 episodes. We actually did, right? But
yeah, we did one.
We did one with a good friend.
This is episode 5B, Deja Vu.
Yeah, pero we won't be releasing that episode yet for a lot of reasons. Pero we did record that one before. I think a week after nung Lenten vacation. But anyway, my reasons were yun nga. I actually went down probably twice with the flu, and I've been busy at work. Yeah. So
you haven't been to Mexico?
No, I haven't.
Kidding.
I had lunch with him pa naman.
I rode a plane pero dito lang, local lang. So yeah, pero anyway, I mean even when I was at the airport, I mean it was only a domestic flight, pero I already saw people naka face mask
and all.
Pero that was the time medyo talagang pumutok yung news about the swine flu coming over. And right now, it's like, yung cases in Japan were so high na. Right?
Oh yeah, they have 235 cases, something like that. And it's surprising kung gaano kabilis rumami ng ganun, considering na sila yung country na, yung meron pa silang, di ba, fashion statement pa sa kanila yung ano, yung face masks and all.
Yeah.
But
they do that because out of courtesy, limbawa may sakit ka or inuubo ka. I mean, over here, we do it, people do it kasi for protecting themselves rather than rather than not being the person who spreads the germ. So kanila, the other way around. That's what I discovered before when I was talking to a friend from there. Pero yeah, I mean, that was really alarming. But interestingly, dun nga sa swine flu, even though this is, I don't think it's as lethal as yung mga dating epidemics like SARS or the bird flu. Pero it seems like it's really blown out of, well, I don't know if it's out of proportion, pero the news being spread like wildfire
well, it's easier,
because of that. It, I mean, right?
It's easier to do that now because of the internet and all, so...
Yeah, bukod Twitter,
sa Twitter. Yeah, bukod sa regular news channels mo, you have Twitter and you have ano, and
you have your
all of those. Precisely.
Yeah. So yun nga eh. I mean, there was actually an article sa CNN that I read that I don't know if it's CNN or BBC that if the swine flu was actually transmittable via Twitter, lahat tayo meron na. kasi parang mas mabilis kumalat dun kaysa sa in real life eh. But yeah,
yeah,
I mean, over here, I mean, dito sa Philippines, although merong reported cases, not confirmed, but the confirmed cases are actually slowly going here. Kasi I think kanina yata, they already confirmed it in Taiwan. So it's only
I think it's only a matter of time before somebody from the U.S. comes here with it, or somebody
US,
from...
U.S., I mean, U.S., Hong Kong.
Malapunas pero yung Mexico.
Pero yun nga, I mean... I don't think a lot of people go to Mexico. I mean, Filipino, di ba?
Pero...
Well, generally.
Yeah. I mean, they usually, before generally, they go to Mexico,
yeah,
they go to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pero generally true naman kasi ang Pinoy matibay ang immune system. Di ba? Alam ko lang ano na yan. Virus-virus na labas-pasok, di ba? Pero generally, normally, like the SARS, meron ba nagkaroon dito sa...
Meron.
Well, part
of it. So...
Yes, pero hindi siya yung kumalat.
No.
Like in
no.
Ang hindi yata tayo nagkaroon is yung bird flu eh, yung
H1N5. No, the difference kasi is that swine flu can be transmitted person to person. Bird flu, bird flu, avian flu from a bird to a mammal. Ito naman mammal to mammal. That's why it's more... yun ang reasoning.
One of the factors.
One. Yep. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I can't recall the SARS, pero this is SARS was actually really bad. But anyway, the only reason why we're talking about this is because nga technology made a way to people to be more aware now, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, a back channel like Twitter, nakakatuwa nga. I mean, going to Twitter now, yung back channel. Have you noticed lately, ang dami ng mga local celebrities going to Twitter?
Yeah. Marami nga sila.
Although, alam ko, meron din sa Plurk eh.
I haven't been watching.
Sa Plurk konti. Sa Twitter, marami. Mas maraming celebrities.
Ah, okay.
Marami nga.
Although, yung iba, fake din eh. Hindi mo makonfirm kung sila talaga.
No, there are some talaga that are really them. Like, for example, si Lea Salonga, si Jim Paredes.
Definitely.
Yeah, si the boxer Brian Viloria. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pia Guanyo. So marami rin eh. I just don't follow every one of them though. Who do you follow? John, the celebrity.
Actually si ano rin eh, si Lea Salonga, si Jim Paredes, and hindi ko nga ata pina-follow si Pia Guanyo eh.
I like Jim's tweets a lot.
Jim's tweets are reminiscent of his blog. Yung ang haring, ano yun? Ang haring araw?
But
he had a blog before that eventually turned into his column in the Philippine Star. And he's an insightful writer. So you would expect, I mean, the same thing on his Twitter stream. Tawag dito, si Lea Salonga naman. She has a lot of good tweets. And the nice thing about Lea Salonga is that you could engage her about games. Kasi she's a few people know that she's actually a hardcore gamer. I mean, she loves...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
She plays Crysis and Assassin's Creed and a bunch of other stuff.
Another thing that I forgot. Pero one of the first people the celebrities that I actually followed before, because he was pretty savvy, is si Gabe. Si Gabe Mercado.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe is pretty savvy.
Si Gabe, yeah.
Gabe is pretty savvy. I mean, even Facebook, Twitter. Yeah.
May siya ngayon eh, may teleserye siya ngayon sa ABS. I think it's
only you.
Yeah.
Oh, part
he plays the... Yeah, he plays the assistant to Sam Milby.
Oh, yeah. si Gabe kasi, Eileen hasn't met JC yet, pero JC used to be part of our conversation.
Si JC Buendia?
No, Medina. I've met
Medina.
Medina, I think I have.
Yeah.
Si Gabe kilala ko, barkada ni JC.
So ano sila eh, di ba Gabe? Gabe is so part owner of Magnet, di ba, sa high school.
Magnet.
So partner din si JC. So yeah, I mean...
JC mentioned na si Gabe ata yung nag-handle ng IT for Magnet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, yun nga, going to celebrities, still on Twitter. Do you recall
ang fina-follow the other day? Mm-hmm. Hindi ko pa na-share yung fina-follow ko si David Archuleta.
Sorry. Yeah, but he's not local.
David Archie.
Local si Jim Paredes ang ata yung fina-follow ko. But because of David Archuleta, nagkaroon ng important trending sa Twitter the other day, di ba?
That's where I was about.
Oh, yeah.
Galing ni Aileen, ha? So if people who follow Twitter may have noticed, the past 2 weeks, nagtatrend yung either Philippines, Eat Bulaga.
Where they appeared.
Yeah, oo.
Several times.
David Archuleta appeared on Eat Bulaga and people began to Twitter about it. And yun nakita mo, nagtrend bigla yung Eat Bulaga. And the funny thing is that when you're going to the public stream, searching for Eat Bulaga, there are a lot of people, mga foreigners outside the Philippines, they're wondering, what the hell is Eat Bulaga? Yeah, hindi nila alam eh. And I think another reason why... go ahead.
Variety shows are foreign to people other than the Japanese and the Filipinos. I mean, I think only the Japanese and the Filipinos have that, yung sing and dance show. Alam mo yun? Na regular sa probably also Koreans. Pero outside of these three countries, parang wala pa ako nagbo-border doon syempre yung shows like Oprah and what. But they're mainly talk shows, not sing and dance shows.
Pero the interesting thing then when a lot of local terms for trending, yun nga, una Philippines, Eat Bulaga, what else do you recall na nag-trend that is distinctly Filipino? Charisse
from Panko.
The trend is only Charisse kasi yun yung screen name niya sa US.
Okay.
Yeah, so
uh-oh.
I mean even Manny Pacquiao. even si
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao kasi nga
Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man or Pacquiao or Hatton. I mean there's a lot of things that happen nung wala tayo, no?
Oo.
Yeah, actually.
Dami,
So, actually, nakakatuwa. Like, last weekend, di ba, we had the two Davids here in Manila have a concert. And si David Archuleta kept on talking about his stay here in the Philippines. So, syempre, and he has like more than 20,000 plus ata followers on Twitter. People were kind of interested. And then he even mentioned when he US that he was watching mga YouTube videos daw ni Charisse. So, sabi pa nga niya, I did not know that Charisse Pempenko is Charisse. Kasi nga, in the US, si Charisse goes by Charisse lang.
Yeah, Charisse
dito sa atin, Charisse Pempenko siya, diba?
Interestingly, si Charisse, she released her single sa United States this week yata or last week. I think this week.
Yeah. Note to God.
Yeah, and it went to the top 10 downloads of iTunes agad. I think it was number 5 or number 6.
Yeah, pati sa Amazon, nag-top rin siya. I'm not sure kung ano, pero within the top 10.
Wow. Definitely meron the hand of Oprah somewhere there.
Yeah, pero it's a great, maybe I could say it's a great month for Filipinos. Filipinos who are, doing their thing overseas, Manny Pacquiao, Charisse Pempenko. And with the yung addition pa nung pagdating dito ng dalawang David. So dito we got a lot of attention and fortunately it was positive for
it seems David Archuleta is more popular in the Philippines than David Cook. If I look into...
Mas charismatic, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I... Kasi, I think what happened is that when David Archuleta went to Eat Bulaga, doon nag-trend yung Eat Bulaga. Okay? But the next day, when David Cook came, people were anticipating, ano kaya magte-trend ulit ang Eat Bulaga? It didn't happen. But,
well,
yeah, okay.
Factor yung walang Twitter account si David Cook. Diba?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, someone asked. I think it was also in a conversation with Pia Guanyo on Twitter, and we were people asked her to ask David Cook what his Twitter account was, and his response was he didn't have one.
Oh.
So, ang laki nga no, ang laki factor nun na when David Archuleta himself was talking about Philippines, diba?
Yeah.
Magte-trend talaga.
David Archie was the one twittering himself, diba? It's probably out of the back or something. Yeah. You will notice naman, eh. You will notice naman a lot of celebrities if they're the ones twittering, eh, diba?
Mm-hmm. Kaya dapat follow niyo rin si David Archie. Kasi nakakatuwa siya actually mag-twitter. Kasi I follow him, eh.
What's ano? David Archie?
David Archie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm searching for him now. Oh, yeah. So, wala na sila, di ba? Umalis na.
Yeah, nakabalik na sila sa States.
Oh.
Siyempre, finals ng AI.
Yeah.
I don't follow AI, actually. So, but I know kung sino yung nanalo kanina. So, pero kung sino yung hindi pa nanonood, I won't tell it yet. But interestingly, because of that, if it was actually possible to trend Philippines and Eat Bulaga on Twitter, some people actually thought of a good way to raise an issue on Twitter, diba? I'm talking about
Sofumi.
Yeah.
I think it's Sofumi who started it.
So there was this person on Twitter. Her handle is Sofumi. She thought that if the Philippines and terms like Eat Bulaga and Manny Pacquiao can actually trend on Twitter, why not people on Twitter, especially Filipinos or those who care about literature and education, raise a valid cause for awareness on Twitter? So we're talking about the book blockade, the so-called book blockade that it's currently happening in the Philippines, right? So the story for that is... there was this guy, Robin Hemley. He wrote this essay about books imported, books published in other countries being imported in the Philippines, being levied by tax, right?
Yeah, 5%, I think.
Yeah, but I think there's a current agreement where the Philippines is a signing member, which allows the free access of literature, printed literature, to the Philippines without any issues with regards to tax, right? I'm not sure exactly of the details of this one, but it's called the Florence Agreement, which was signed by the Philippines in 1952, and it was taking in effect for such a long time until one day when one of the customs people were inspecting a shipment and they discovered like crates and crates of copies of Twilight and they decided to levy it, diba? And imported books should be duty free, yun yung argument. Because they are actually educational, not just educational, but they are also cultural. So the argument was that books like Twilight are not educational. So it follows na other books, probably fiction like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and things like that, are supposed to be taxed, which the Bureau of Customs is currently doing, right? So yon. So that's the background behind this book blockade campaign on Twitter. So Sofumi asked people on Twitter to, if it's possible to trend Philippines Eat Bulaga on Twitter for awareness, why not make book blockade the word, one word, a trending topic on Twitter for awareness of this issue. And I think it was very, very successful, right?
Did it actually trend, though?
It did trend around 6 or 7. So,
Yeah, it did.
So, by word of... By tweet of mouth, or by tweet of whatever.
By word of tweet, I guess.
Tweet, yeah. So, talagang kumalat yun. And slowly, I think it was kind of successful because it's already headlining din eh. I mean, some people in Congress have noticed it. I think even some senators.
They're distracted at the moment.
Yeah, but they're currently very, very distracted at the moment for something. So, we'll just not talk about that for respecting the privacy of others. So, yeah, pero the important thing is that it's actually possible to do that. Yun nga lang. The thing that I want to ask you guys now is that is doing something like this, like on Twitter, a valid argument for doing information campaign or stuff like that?
I think it is.
Twitter is mostly noise, sa totoo lang.
Pero any type of advocacy usually just starts with noise. Even yung the environmental awareness, the climate change issues that are very mainstream now. Tawag dito, back in the 70s and in the 80s, they were just, I don't know, people who voiced their concerns about the environment, they were treated as heretics and activists. And tawag dito, the difference then and now, mas madali ngayon na ikalat yung information whatever you want. And now, yun nga, mga siguro 20 years after, 25 years after, we see that the big energy companies, the big car companies, they're starting to pay attention dun sa ano, dun sa concerns ng people who have been talking about it since tawag dito for a long time. Yun. So I guess Twitter is a valid avenue for advocacy.
People are discovering various channels now.
Yes,
so,
precisely.
It's not just about blogs anymore or posting something on YouTube, but doing these pockets of not exactly noise, but pockets of awareness right now, diba?
Yes.
Yeah, siguro one example that parang gained some at the Susan conference a few weeks ago is the advocacy project that one blogger, actually one Plurker as well, did for the flood victims in CDO. Remember a few months ago nagkaroon ng major floods doon?
Yeah.
Tapos maraming naanod na houses. Yeah. So she's from CBO. This is Chic Montes. And what she did was she plurked and kumbaga parang asked for donations via PayPal. So
they
managed to gather a significant amount of money via PayPal. Mm-hmm. What they asked was just send $3 ata, parang ganon. So and they gained a significant amount of money. And this kumbaga parang yung mga donations sa pumasok helped yung mga tao rin sa CDO. So, well, little things, mag-ganon. So, it was something immediate, di ba, na kailangan.
Yeah, I think people are discovering new ways of giving out information, spreading information, like Twitter. So, I think it boils down now, what will be the next thing that we will do with this kind of technology na, di ba? Because, currently, everyone knows it's already, we're already halfway to 2009. And next year, is election year, di ba? And all over the news right now, we're already talking about election automation.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the people currently, not actually people, but companies bidding to do this. So these are technology companies. Perhaps in a future episode, the COMELEC already determined who is the winner of the bid, we will be able to discuss that in detail.
Yeah, but the I think they only got one two qualified bidders.
Well, they had I think 6 or 7 qualified bidders.
Yeah.
And it was a very tedious process. Na witness ko siya actually. Nakita ko lang.
Oh.
So and it was a very tedious process for them to just open the envelope, tas they had to go through all the documents that were attached in that envelope and then plus the bid. And grabe, kasi like the other bidders, what they would do is they would throw in questions to parang syempre kung bidder ka, gusto mo ikaw manalo, di ba? So gagawin mo yung kalaban mong bidder pahihirapan mo, di ba? So para it was really so hard for them, yeah, yung Comelec, yeah, to parang, yeah, siguro kasi requirements wise din para medyo mataas yung requirements and hindi siguro nag-comply yung mga bidders, kaya out of the 6 ba yun, isa lang ata yung nakapasa.
Hindi, ang nakalagay dito sa Philippine Star, dalawa yung qualified,
yeah, dalawa. But I think the one that was highlighted sa news dailies is the company that gave the lowest bid.
Mm-hmm. Yung, is this yung ano, yung sa Indira System Spain?
No, I think it's not Indira.
No.
TIM.
TIM. Ah, okay. Okay. Yung TIM and Smartmatic of Netherlands.
Smartmatic is a well-known company abroad that creates voting machines.
Okay.
So we'll probably talk about the technical details in a later episode when we already know,
yeah,
what's going to happen, diba? Because
yeah,
it's just a few months.
Yeah. Ang ano nga eh, parang masyado maikli da yung time para, I mean, they're only doing this, they're only finalizing these bids right now and it's less than a year. So,
I believe so. I think,
diba? Parang masyadong ano, parang masyadong minamadali. Or masyadong maikli yung time para implement.
I don't want to insinuate anything, pero I think it's pretty short in terms of deploying something,
yeah,
expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, precisely. You deploy something across a country like ours na malaki, archipelagic, and malalayo yung distances.
Yeah,
and then,
kasi, for example, enterprise resource planning software takes like at least a year to really gel into the system ng isang company.
Ayun, yeah,
and,
precisely.
I mean,
and that's just one company, di ba?
Yeah.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So yun nga yung nangyari dun sa election systems, di ba? So we had these two or three, I can't recall. But we'll go back to that one.
Yeah. What I am interested though is going back to our previous topic. Mm-hmm. Diba, we all know that the internet played a very big part in the success of Barack Obama's election tawag dito in the US.
Right.
How big tawag dito kaya yung magiging part ng internet tawag dito internet dun sa elections natin next year, will it be as, I mean, we all expect it to be significantly smaller considering yung penetration ng internet is not that big, but...
I think it will be a significant part. Eileen declines to comment on this one because I
see a few things about it. Ano to? Sa community lately, you see a lot of mga politicians para nag-introduce na sa kanila ng kanilang websites, mm-hmm, blogs, mm-hmm, nila. I've been personally getting a lot of invitations from these politicians as a blogger to meet up with them. As in, sorry, but no, diba? So, I think it's gonna be a huge part in the next elections, especially for raising awareness.
They're starting to move. They have their Facebook accounts, they have their bloggers into...
Actually, yung isang blogger, matagal na eh. Si
No names.
So Roy dito, so well this guy who's campaigning for Mar Rojas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he has been doing it since what, 2000.
But he's doing it visibly,
uh-huh. Diba? Yeah. Yeah, visibly, pero and on his own. And tawag dito, pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung kung ano yung impact nung ano niya nung efforts niya dun sa campaign niya, no? Yung sa campaign mo.
Yan ang wala ako.
Yeah, that's my dog. I can't do anything about it anyway. So, right. Yeah, so let's just bear with the dog.
Lol dogs na yan, hindi na lol cat.
Yeah. So anyway, with the dog barking in the background, so we're talking about the politicians na, di ba? Kasi nga malapit na yung elections.
Yeah.
I think they are already starting to do that.
Pero ano ba talaga? Yeah. Significant ba?
I think so. I think it would be very, very significant next year.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi last election, di ba si Cheese Escudero, malaki natulong sa kanya ng internet.
Yeah.
He got the...
I think Cheese has like 3 Facebook accounts. Parang ganun. Kasi it's also dominant followers.
Ganun ba yun?
Yeah, parang sa Friendster dati, di ba? You reach a certain limit. You have to create another account.
May limit ba sa Facebook? I didn't know.
I didn't know too. I don't know. Parang wala yata. I would be surprised kung meron. I mean, right now, Twitter, you can have like a million followers, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as proven by Ashton Kutcher and CNN.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I think next year would be interesting. Especially in terms that yung voting population natin is so young. And these kids actually have probably clerk accounts, Twitter accounts, Multiply accounts.
Well, most of them would probably, totally to have Dota accounts for sure.
Yeah. When we were all away, anyone tried Windows 7?
Not yet. I'm supposed to be installing one on this uber old machine of mine, pero never got down to doing it yet.
I actually have it.
My fiancé.
Oh, okay. Did he like
it? Ah, okay.
He's still using it. Medyo lang may konting headache siya with compatibility and stuff. But he's using it. Yeah.
Interesting, kasi I actually have it on one machine. It was an old... It was an old Toshiba laptop around 2005 or 2006. So, definitely it was single core. And it ran nicely, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. The funny thing though is that, napansin ko lang, it didn't get the drivers for the Wi-Fi, although Intel, it was an Intel Wi-Fi chipset. But the funny thing is that when I was able to get the drivers, I plugged in a mouse, this laser mouse I bought from CDR King. Hinanap pa niya yung drivers from the internet for a mouse. That was kind of weird for me. And
baka hindi pa nila in-include lahat ng drivers. Yeah, I mean, Microsoft Windows has this ano sila, meron silang compatibility level something na tawag dito, they want to make sure of before they include it in the OS. So, baka ganun yung nangyari sa'yo.
No, pwede. Well, anyway, I just use it for like a week and deleted it afterwards and reinstalled Ubuntu. So, Ubuntu kasi, Ubuntu has a new version, 9.04. And it was really, really beautiful on that laptop ever since I started using Ubuntu on that one. And, konting glitches and stuff like that. But I think operating systems like Ubuntu are really, very, really, really, really usable now. By ordinary people.
Compared to
Windows XP or OS X, it already is complete na yung mga applications niya. The only thing rin talaga is that there's still a complexity with regards to installation. But I remember I challenged Eileen to do that. I think she was able to. Pero it's going there.
It's going there. Oh. When
challenge.
Yeah. And another thing that when we were away, that actually tatlong operating system releases yun eh. Windows 7 release candidate. I think it's still available as a free download till June or July. You actually have a year to use it. surprisingly. Ubuntu 9.04 came out. And also, a huge update for Mac OS Leopard. So that is OS, I think that's 10.5.7. It was like almost 500 MB of an update. But wow. Currently, I don't see any difference at the moment. So we'll probably wait for the other guys na kasama natin who are the Mac users to see kung ano nga yung mga naging changes dun. Alright.
Alright.
Well, yeah, I think it's good talking to you guys again after a month, di ba?
Yes, a month.
Yeah, well for...
more than 1 month.
Yeah, well, anyway, for people listening to the podcast, I mean, it wasn't really intentional on our part. I mean, we just thought, it's actually a matter of scheduling kasi, I mean, really, it's really hard to schedule a conversation like this. I mean, giving at least, even if we're just talking for 1 hour straight or for two, it's really hard to schedule. So, before we used to do it on Fridays, now we decided to move it midweek man lang. Because it's really impossible for us to do it on weekends.
So
do expect episodes to come again. Still, we'll do it bi-weekly. But we'll make sure magiging regular na. Hopefully, the new schedule will be much, much better. Alright? So, thanks guys. See you again next week.
Right.
No, not next week. In 2 weeks.
Alright.
Alright.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Nice hearing you again.
Yeah. We're back.
Bye.